Welcome everyone to my podcast about The Seven Habits, which is a book by Stephen Covey. Basically today we're going to be talking about habits one and two. Habits one is be proactive and habit two is beginning with the end in mind. Today we have Kai Rasmussen here, PLP 11 learner, and I'm going to be asking her some questions on how she uses these habits in her daily life to function as a person. So first off, Kai, habit one, you know what that is, right? You've learned about these habits before.
Obviously, very well versed.
Okay, so the first question is, how do you use habit one, be proactive, on a daily basis?
Well, for me, being proactive is important in all aspects of life, of course, like for schoolwork, academics, you know, after school stuff, all of that kind of things. But I think one of the number one things that a lot of people don't think of that I kind of use that habit for is like my hobbies.
Yeah.
And like little projects that I just do for fun.
That's key.
While we mostly like kind of correlate like be proactive or like the seven habits with like work or school, it's also important to use them in things that you like love doing to
kind of keep hobbies, up side those and things.
Healthy
yeah.
things, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so moving on, habit two, beginning with the end in mind, which is basically the building block off of habit one, be proactive, because you have to, of course, beginning with the end in mind, you have to have these proactive, you know, mindsets, and you got to build off of different things to reach that end goal. So how do you really use this habit two in your life just to attain your goals?
Well, I think I've realized from being in PLP for like the past few years and through all of high school is that if you do not begin with the end in mind in a project, you will get, like, it'll not work out for you. Of course, you can always kind of, at the end of the project, like, oh, I did this wrong, or I should have done that, but you don't really learn as much when you do
exactly.
that. Like, if you don't apply what you learned in the last project into the next one and, like, think about how.
Yeah, because these projects can be really tough, like, you know, for example, DI.
Exactly.
It's like, it just puts a toll on you, and you gotta realize that when you, you know, put the effort in and just, like, get it over with, kind of, you're just gonna, it's really gonna pay off in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, doing nothing
yeah,
and just making
a
fool of yourself. And then you always have that monkey on your back, kind of just, like, really sucking and
yeah.
not doing anything and not learning at all.
Even
so.
If you're in, like, a lecture or something super, like, something
boring.
That just feels, like, normal like that. Like something that feels like a regular class, you know?
Yeah.
If you come prepared, like, say you're doing a conversation
uh-huh.
piece or something like that. We did that this year for one of our projects. If you come prepared with different things you want to say or different points, then
exactly.
you're just going to feel so much more confident and prepared.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just going to feel smarter and more, like, sure of yourself.
Well, yeah.
And it's the same feeling.
Exactly.
Everything.
Well, this year in DI, when I feel like I put a lot of work into, of course, the script building and also the set building. So when, you know, we got that feedback from the appraisers and they were really happy with, you know, some of the stuff that I built personally, but also the team built together as a group, that really felt good because
mm-hmm.
of how worried I was about just the whole process and all those deadlines and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it really felt good to be successful in that kind of way. Yeah, that was really good for me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like,
I'm sure you felt like that as well.
A success feels better when you've been
yeah.
working on it for so much longer. Like if you do something last minute, sure, you'll get it done.
Exactly.
But it doesn't feel as good as if you, like, been planning it and, like, kind of editing it and perfecting it for a long time.
Yeah, revising.
Exactly.
Revision.
Like, it doesn't feel like you did as good of a job, even if you get, like, say, the same mark for doing
uh-huh.
something last minute or working on something for weeks. It just feels better when
uh-huh.
you've worked on it for so long and
yeah.
you know that you put your all into it.
It's more about what you learn in the process.
Yeah.
Than, you know. And it's also about those building blocks, of course, the stepping stones, the keystones that, like that lead you up to this goal.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether it's academic or athletic, like any sort of goal. I mean, for me, I've experienced, you know, a lot of athletic goals, like over the years, you know, like soccer, where I got rejected from select for 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And I could have quit and played a different sport, but I kept with it. And then I made the gold team and it's just, yeah, it's just gone up from there basically.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
yeah.
like, it's true, sometimes in life you just constantly get rejected by
pulled
something.
Down, yeah.
And sometimes you just have to, like, kind of keep fighting and keep with it and,
yeah.
like, keep this idea.
You're never
going
to get in the first try. You're never going to get anywhere in life
mm-hmm.
on your first try.
And if you do, it's more like, it's less like that you've earned it sometimes. It feels less fantastic.
Yes. Okay. So that's going to wrap up our episode. I hope you guys enjoyed our discussion about habits 1 and 2 and how we apply them into our lives. We'll see you guys next time.